Welcome to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. This is Denny Nugent with today's question about being sealed with the Holy Spirit. Well, as a believer, you're encouraged to know the Holy Spirit dwells within you, comforts you, and even brings loving conviction when you sin. In Ephesians 1, Paul adds to that list the ministry of sealing. He says you were, quote, sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise as a pledge of your inheritance. Now, John, what does that mean? What does it mean to be sealed, and why do we need it?
What it means to be sealed with the Holy Spirit is simply drawn from the ancient culture where documents were sealed and a stamp was pressed on to that seal to identify something as authentic. We might say today this is a notarized document. It is an authentic, legitimate, legal document. And for us to be sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise means that we have the mark of authenticity. The giving of the Spirit of God to us, the placing of the Holy Spirit in us permanently, is God's way of authenticating us as His true and genuine children. And that's a seal that can never be altered and never be broken. And that's one of the reasons why Romans 8 says nothing will ever be able to violate that. Not life or death or angels or principalities or powers or things present or things to come or height nor depth. Nothing can ever separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. We have been sealed as authentic, and that will carry us all the way into eternity. It's a great gift, a guarantee of our future eternal life.
This is Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. He's author of the best-selling MacArthur New Testament Commentary Series. For more from Ephesians, visit MacArthurCommentaries.com.